A busy day at the Florida legislature when it comes to, dare we call it, Medicaid expansion. Lynn Hatter, you've been following this since just about the beginning.
Yeah, and in the beginning, you may remember something called Negron Care. That was the bill put forth by Republican Senator Joe Negron that called for Florida pulling down $50 billion in federal funds and steering the Medicaid expansion population into privately managed plans. Well, today we found out what exactly that's going to look like, and Florida is going to use, as proposed under the Senate, its Florida Health Choices Marketplace to basically administer this program.
Now, would this mean that Florida would be able to pull down the same kind of federal funding that other states have been able to do through the Affordable Care Act?
Theoretically, yes. So Florida Health Choices, we maybe remember, was created in 08, right before the federal government passed the Affordable Care Act. And it never quite got off the ground. The Florida legislature told it, you know, you can have nothing to do with the Affordable Care Act. And so most people right now go shopping on the federal insurance exchange. Well, Florida Health Choices has three employees. And one of the big questions is, how is this entity that Florida has never really used, supposed to now manage up to 800,000 people? Well, Republican Senator Aaron Bean seems to think that it can. And so this would become the expansion vehicle, and Florida Healthy Kids, which is basically the program that assists Medicaid-eligible children, would eventually be folded into Florida Health Choices. This also comes with a lot of caveats. So people would have to work or be looking for work. There are premiums and co-pays that they would have to pay. And so some of the questions involve, well, can people who are at or below the federal poverty level even, you know, afford to pay the $3 co-pay? Some people say yes. Some people say no.
This is what's going on now in the Senate. What is happening in the House relative to this? Anything?
Oh, in the House, probably nothing right now. I did talk to Senator Bean after the committee. I asked him whether or not they were having conversations, and he said, yes, there are conversations. Where they're going appears to be nowhere very fast. And I say that because the House is really holding out for negotiations over something called the low-income pool, which is up to $2 billion of state and federal funding that reimburses hospitals for treating low-income patients. That goes away this year. The federal government has said repeatedly it's not interested in renewing it, but yet it's included in the House budget, and it's included in the governor's budget. And actually, interestingly, today, Senator Don Gates said anybody who could say, and I'm paraphrasing here, that we should keep the LIT program but reject Medicaid expansion is basically being intellectually dishonest, which is basically taking a swipe at the governor and at the House, which, you know, the House has repeatedly refused to expand Medicaid. So this could potentially be a big, big, big point of contention between the House and between the Senate. We're already hearing, you know, the possibility of a special session. But the Senate is serious about this.
And here we are, just about midpoint in the second week of the 60-day legislative session. And once again, we're talking about Medicaid expansion and that divide between the Florida Senate and the Florida House. And somewhere in betwixt and between there is Governor Rick Scott. We'll just have to keep riding herd on it and see what happens. Lynn Hatter of Florida Public Radio keeping us up to date on what's going on as far as Medicaid expansion goes in the Florida legislature.
It's only the beginning, Tom, and we still have 6 weeks left.